All right, yeah. Welcome, welcome to...
Duval GOP Chairman Lake Gray is corralling members to their seats at San Marcos Players Grill shortly before the third Republican presidential debate. It's the same bar where they watched the last debate and took a straw poll to determine the local favorite.
Everyone thought that Carly Farina won the last debate, and I think that that was widely shared across the country. But what we also did is we asked who the favored candidate was, and the favored candidate was Marco Rubio.
Still, Ray says real estate mogul Donald Trump was a close second, followed by Texas Senator Ted Cruz. But Florida Chief Financial Officer Jeff Atwater, who's in town for a firefighter memorial, says he's supporting another Floridian for president, former Governor Jeb Bush.
I saw what he did for education reform. Our kids are now best in the country. I saw what he did for tax reform. Other states are now following. I saw what he did for litigation reform. Companies are moving here because lawsuits are down. So I've seen what he's done, and I believe he's a good, solid man, and a good, honest man, and a good conservative.
But if 17-year-old William Bishop has his way, the nominee won't be a political insider.
Political-wise, I'm not too savvy on the speech with the whole government thing, but I support Trump because of his attitude and his demeanor, and just I like a lot of his ideas, as aggressive as some of them may be.
With a bright red Make America Great Again cap on his head, Bishop says he'll be voting for Trump in the next Duval GOP straw poll. Ryan Benk, WJCT News.